This is Morning Edition on WPR News. I'm Robin Washington in Superior. If you're headed out in the car anywhere south of Superior, chances are you'll take U.S. Route 53. It's a four-lane divided highway, but that doesn't necessarily mean smooth sailing. For much of its 150 miles to Eau Claire, it intersects with small country roads where you might find anything from an ATV to a logging truck trying to cross in front of you without the benefit of traffic signals. That's different from the stretch of the road nearer Eau Claire, which has bridges and overpasses similar to an interstate. Adding to those woes is a major construction project this summer that's reduced it to a two-lane road for much of the route. Someone who knows it well is Mark Boker, the Northwest Region Planning Engineer for the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. And he joins me now. Welcome to Wisconsin Public Radio, Mark.
Well, good morning, and thank you very much, Robin.
So where is the construction, and I'm sure everyone wants to know, when will it be finished?
Well, the current projects that are out there, there's actually three of them between Eau Claire and Superior at this time. A lot of it is pavement replacement. So some of the old pavement in those areas are being removed and replaced. There is one project that is currently just north of Eau Claire. And then we do have a couple of other projects that are up around the Spooner area as well, Spooner and Treagle area. And the intent on both of those are to have them open for traffic this fall. And there is always ongoing construction as the pavement ages all along that corridor. So continue to go through and make sure that we keep a good as riding surface as possible.
So where is the road limited access and where does it have intersections?
Yeah, so Highway 53 from Eau Claire is declared as a freeway, which is that limited access type of roadway where there's only way to access is through an interchange access. Just north of Rice Lake, between Rice Lake and Hagen, pretty close to Hagen, is where we change from a freeway designation to an expressway designation. The difference there is in an expressway, we still have the four-lane divided roadway. It looks very similar when you're driving along the road, but we do allow at-grade accesses. Those are those country roads that you mentioned, that intersect. There are a few limited driveways along there. We try to limit them as much as we can, but it's always more difficult to create everything as a full freeway and completely limited access.
And I do remember when it was a two-lane road, I left the area and came back and was thrilled to find four lanes, but I have experienced a there was an ATV not too long ago trying to cross all four of those lanes right in front of me. That can't be that unusual. What's the accident rate like?
Yeah, I do know that when we built the expressway from about by Hagen to north up to Superior, there was many intersections that were these at-grade intersections, and we were experiencing and still do some higher than normal crashes at some of these at-grade intersections. So there's been a few projects over the last few years, some improvements we've made, like at Hagen. It used to be an at-grade intersection. In the past few years, we have built an interchange there. A couple of other things that you'll see along that corridor, they're either called a J-turn or an R-cut, a different type of intersection, where what we do is we limit the movement that the traffic can do at each of those intersections. One of the first ones we did was right up near Superior, where we actually closed the median at that location. And then we created a U-turn, both north and south of that location. So what it was doing is preventing a car from trying to cross all four lanes or crossing and making a left onto the roadway.
Are people surprised when they aren't from the area and they come from Eau Claire? And as you said, it goes from freeway to expressway.
Yes and no. I mean, when you're driving it, you're still on a four-lane roadway. So a lot of people are not necessarily paying really close attention to how is the access on and off the highway. And we don't see a significant change in crash rates at that first, second, third, fourth intersection, you know, at that change. So it's not like, hey, I'm traveling northbound, I'm on this freeway, all of a sudden there's all this traffic crossing in front of me and creating crashes. Now, of course, we, you know, no matter what type of roadway, we always, you know, want motorists to make sure they're paying attention and reading signs, because there's warning signs that this change is coming as you're driving north along that corridor.
So why isn't it an interstate? And I'm wondering, was it intended to be when it was broadened to four lanes? When you start out, as you say, with the freeway coming out of Eau Claire, it looks like an interstate in everything but name.
Yeah, I don't believe it was ever intended to be a total interstate designation. It's more just a designation and a little bit on funding is what the difference is between the two. But from an operational perspective, they operate exactly the same. The original, I think, intent was to look at how do we make that as much of a freeway as possible. But as you get farther and farther north, you know, it becomes more and more rural out there, and there's lots of these dead-end town roads that access off of the highway. And if you're making that a full freeway, what you'd have to do is either try to close all of those intersections and route that traffic to an interchange, because along a freeway, we look at saying at a minimum spacing, we would like at least 7 miles between interchanges. And so when we started looking at it and saying, what would it take to close all of these town roads that are just dead ends, either make parallel frontage roads connections to get them to the next freeway or having to build an interchange at each one, the expense became to such a value that it didn't become a viable alternative.
Well, we've been speaking with Mark Bulker. He's the Northwest Region Planning Engineer for the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. We've been talking about Route 53 between Superior and Eau Claire, the major construction going on this summer, and more important, how to navigate all that crossing traffic. Thank you for joining us, Mark.
Well, thank you very much for having me.
If you have an idea about something in northern Wisconsin you think we should talk about on Morning Edition, send it to us. Our email address is northern@wpr.org. And remember, you can always find great stories from WPR News online at wpr.org. I'm Robin Washington from our Bureau in Superior. This is Morning Edition on WPR News.